kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is the Executive Officer of Waterwell Project, Susie Bertuskins, and we are going to talk about migrant communities and sending in vital information, particularly about our health, that are culturally specific and appropriate. Good day, Susie.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thank you for the time.
No problem at all.
Waterwell Project. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so the Waterwell Project was first established in 2011, and we deliver free health education sessions to community groups from migrant, refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds. And our vision is to actually ensure that all of these people can have equitable access to healthcare by improving their health literacy.
And by the results of the latest census, you'll be busier and busier in the years to come.
Most definitely. The census that just came out yesterday, it's astounding to read, I guess, about how many Australians now are actually born overseas or have a parent who's born overseas. So it's over 50%. So yes, huge role for us and huge demand for our services.
Being a migrant myself, I know that there are differences in how the way we use the terms or the way we access health services here in Australia and from my country of origin. How important is it that we convey information that are culturally appropriate?
Oh, it is so important to understand the background and where people have come from and that cultural information when providing health information to them, because that helps them to have the skills and the confidence to understand the information and act on that health information for themselves, their families and their communities, with the goal that we try to achieve of good health and well-being. So it's absolutely vital. You know, there's so many barriers that need to be addressed and considered, from cultural barriers, language. So we work with accredited interpreters. Cost is also very, it can be a barrier to accessing treatment. And so we talk about ways to access health care in Australia with those barriers in mind.
And who conveys all this information to the community?
So we are so fortunate that we have over 200 volunteer healthcare professionals. So that's doctors, nurses, midwives and other allied healthcare professionals who facilitate our sessions. So it's an opportunity for participants and the community group to have an informal discussion with a healthcare professional who's volunteering their time to share their knowledge and skills in health with the group.
And is the healthcare professional speaking the language or more or less from the community?
We work with accredited interpreters from TIS. So many of our healthcare professionals, actually over 40% of them, do speak another language and are from different cultural backgrounds. But we work with interpreters, so we do sessions in English as well as the language of the group.
And as we know, a lot of women as well migrate, first-generation migrants to Australia.
Yes.
And in a lot of ways, women would always, not just in one community, but as a whole, most women would always prioritize the health of their parents, their children, their spouses before their own. Can you tell us how important is it that women as well prioritize their health?
Oh, most definitely. Well, the census data that came out yesterday has actually shown that women are more likely to have long-term health conditions and more likely to have multiple health conditions than men. The most common is mental health conditions, which has certainly been evident as we go through this pandemic. But other common health conditions are arthritis, asthma, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and the list goes on. So it is so important that women do see their GP for regular checkups and do take care of themselves and their health, as well as that of their children and their family.
Are you able to help these women convey things that they have learned from growing up to the GPs during these sessions, or tell them or lead them to the right path of how to access services like this?
Yes, so we're actually doing a session on Friday, and it is on women's health. And the two facilitators who are involved in that session, one is an obstetric and gynaecology doctor, and the second facilitator is a family doctor, or we call them a GP in Australia. And so they will be talking about how important it is to have a healthy lifestyle, balanced diet and exercise, something that can very easily slip off the radar because women are so busy. They'll also be talking about general mental health and well-being, so important that we look after ourselves, particularly during this pandemic. And also, importantly, about cancer screening. So for women, it's so vital that they do regular cancer screening checks to prevent and detect disease early so that it can be managed and prevented before it becomes too late stage. So those include cervical cancer checks, breast cancer checks, and bowel cancer checks are sort of the main ones that we'll be talking about in the session. So along with that, we also encourage everyone, but particularly women, to see their GP regularly for an annual blood pressure check, glucose or blood tests to look for diabetes, cholesterol tests. So there's so many things that need to be done, and the best person to help manage all of those processes is seeing the GP.
So information sessions like this are important in the life of every migrant, isn't it?
Most definitely. So working with finding a good GP, and that can come through your community groups and personal recommendations, and feeling confident that you can continue to seek for a GP until you find one that you connect with, that you have trust in and you can build a relationship with. And you can ask to have a female GP if that's what you would prefer, or to find those that are also from your background or have good understanding about your culture so that you can connect with them, because it's so important for good health that you have a GP that you see regularly.
I know it took me a while to navigate myself through the health system as a migrant myself, and it took me a while to find a GP that I could trust and relate to, and that's most important in being healthy, isn't it?
100%, I agree with you. It's so important. So it's worth searching until you find the person that you connect with to then look after and help you manage your health.
Thank you very much for your time, Susie, from Waterwell Project.
Thank you very much. Nice to chat with you.
Like, share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.